It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The pandemic is stressing students in Denver. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A fall survey of DPS students and families shows that students are experiencing stress daily because of learning remotely. More students identifying as Native American, Latinx, and Black are reporting stress. They also report less satisfaction with remote learning. 6% of students say they went hungry 3 or more days in the previous week. The district is ramping up food distribution and mental health supports. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coloradans may get new help from the state with rent and mortgage bills. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
The latest wave of the pandemic is hitting Colorado just as federal benefits start to run out. Tens of thousands of people are set to lose unemployment benefits, and the federal moratorium on eviction also may expire at the end of December. Colorado lawmakers will try to soften the blow with state-level spending, including about $50 million to help people pay rent and mortgage bills. That comes on top of $30 million that the state already dedicated to the cause earlier in the pandemic. Homeowners, landlords, and renters can already apply to the programs known as EHAP and POP. The new money is one of the biggest spending items proposed for the special legislative session that begins Monday, and it could help tens of thousands of households. But in the big picture, the state government can spend only a fraction of what Congress can. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado oil drillers haven't seen a year this bad in decades, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Just about every statistic compared to last year is terrible. Production is down 13%. Employment is down 18%. There are only 4 rigs operating in the state.
It's been a difficult year for our industry.
That's Dan Haley, head of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. He says the pandemic killed demand for travel. Russia and Saudi Arabia have flooded the market with oil. All that on top of new regulations from Colorado.
I mean, it has been historic to see all of these factors sort of converging at one time in 1 year.
And a return to normal demand for oil isn't expected until a vaccine is widely distributed. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
It was another tough Sunday for the Denver Broncos. Missing their starting quarterbacks, the Broncos lost to New Orleans 31-3 and dropped to 4-7 on the season so far. This is CPR News.